In case you missed it, here's the latest interview from Fort Wayne's Morning News with Kayla Blakeslee.
The story that everyone's talking about, Russian President Vladimir Putin having a sit down with President Joe Biden in Geneva, Switzerland yesterday. To break it all down, we turn to Fox News Radio's Simon Owen. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Kayla.
What were, would you say, the big takeaways from the meeting yesterday?
Well, I mean, I suppose it didn't end in any kind of disaster, and both sides say that it was pretty positive. I mean, that's how the Kremlin's describing it this morning, and that echoes remarks made by the two presidents themselves before they left Geneva yesterday. Russia has also confirmed today that it intends to send its ambassador back to Washington soon, and that's one of the agreements the leaders reached. For several months now, Russia hasn't had an ambassador in the U.S., and for several weeks, the U.S. hasn't had an ambassador in Russia, but they're going to settle that. That was a product of tensions escalating even further than they have been over the past few months. But they're going to change that, and the diplomats are going back. So that counts as the main breakthrough, I suppose. But whether that's really that significant is going to be up for debate. And whether anything changes on the trickier subjects in this very troubled U.S.-Russia relationship remains to be seen. President Biden gave a news conference after the summit. He said he raised in these talks Russian cyber attacks, Russian election meddling, a crackdown on dissent in Russia. But then when President Putin held his own news conference, he refused to take any responsibility for any of those issues. So divisions on cybersecurity and human rights in particular remain stark.
How did this meeting compare to Donald Trump's meeting with Putin? Because I feel like, Simon, that's been kind of one of the big talking points, for better or for worse, kind of comparing the two.
Well, I mean, I don't know if maybe expectations were different on this occasion. You know, both the Americans and the Russians went into this summit saying they're not seeking any huge breakthrough, that this was a case of trying to, you know, it was face-to-face diplomacy for the sake of face-to-face diplomacy. It's something that President Biden really believes in, the importance of sitting down with other people and talking one-on-one, which is what he got a chance to do yesterday. President Putin also said as the summit began that it was important to get together. So President Biden argues that this was his opportunity to sort of read out some home truth to President Putin, to set out where he stands on things and what's going to happen if, for instance, cyber attacks continue. And cybersecurity has become the really big issue, I think, between these two at the moment, or certainly one of the big issues, not least because when the Colonial energy pipeline in the U.S. was taken out in a ransomware attack earlier this year, well, American officials suspect there was Russian involvement in that attack. President Biden says he gave President Putin a list of 16 types of infrastructure, including energy and banking systems and the defense industry, and he suggested that that be a list that they agree was off limits for the other side. He also gave an implicit threat. He said that he warned President Putin the U.S. has significant cyber capabilities and it could use them against Russia if it was to interfere with critical infrastructure. So it sounds quite specific, whereas I wonder if with President Trump, when he met President Putin in Helsinki, it was more a kind of general idea of, is there a way that this personal relationship between the two leaders, if they could build a friendship, maybe that would help improve U.S.-Russia relations. On this occasion, President Biden said this was not, as he put it, a kumbaya moment. It was more a case of getting some face time in and setting some parameters for what might happen in the months ahead if there are, for instance, new cyber attacks.
Simon, you mentioned, you know, the press conferences afterwards, because Biden and Putin, they held two separate press conferences, and you mentioned that they both kind of had similar tones, that, hey, it was constructive, it was positive, it was just a good sit-down face-to-face meeting. Have there been any other reactions, whether it be from other countries or just lawmakers back in D.C. yet?
Well, I mean, look, it was watched by a lot of people, and it was generally, I think, you know, the press conferences that they held afterwards, they set out quite clearly, at least on President Biden's side, what they talked about. And, you know, President Biden made it clear that there were these agreements on the ambassadors, for instance. They also said that they're going to start talks about extending a key nuclear arms control treaty that's going to expire in a few years' time. So that's what they agreed on. But at the news conference, it was also laid pretty bare just how clear and wide the differences are between these countries on some really important issues. You know, President Biden was asked, what did you say to Putin about the prospect of Alexei Navalny, the main opposition leader in Russia? What if he dies in jail? Because he's said to have been pretty sick in recent weeks. President Putin said that he made it clear the consequences would be devastating for Russia if Alexei Navalny was to die. You know, these two leaders are not on the same page on a whole host of important subjects. At the same time, when President Putin gave his press conference, it was kind of classic Putin, which is where you ask him a question about one country, about his country, and he spins it round to talk about the other country, which is, in this case, the United States. So when he was asked about, you know, why are you crushing the opposition in Russia, he was saying, well, we look at what happens in the United States, like the storming of the Capitol in January and that sort of thing. And he says, we don't want to see riots in Russia.
Yeah, he's a true politician to some degree when he always does that, Simon. I appreciate you coming on and breaking it down for us.
Thank you, Kayla.
That's Fox News Radio's Simon Owen.
Did you miss an episode of Fort Wayne's Morning News? Or let's face it, do you just want more? Subscribe to the Fort Wayne's Morning News podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Spotify, or wherever you find podcasts.
Podcasts by Federated Media.